Ah, the color of success. You know, when I think about success, I think about Brian McTavish, senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media, who is here with our weekend to-do list. Hello, Brian.
Well, I think you're a very successful sort of fellow yourself, Brian.
Well,
thank you very much.
You're so kind. It's always a mutual admiration society here
right.
when we're both together. So, Brian,
yes.
the color of success, what's so successful?
Well, that's a little bit of Morris Day and the time from way back when. You remember Morris Day? He was a protege. He might not like to think of himself as such, but he was a companion, let's say, on the music scene in Minneapolis back in the 80s. He's a special guest of the Heart of America Hot Dog Festival.
The Hot Dog Festival.
That's right. Morris Day and the Time. A little bit of that Minneapolis sound from the Twin Cities. He'll be the headliner. It's Wiener Heaven, including Morris Day. It is. Morris is a hot dog, if nothing else. But here's what's going down. It's a Saturday day-long event at the Negro Leagues Museum at 18th and Vine.
Okay.
Hot dogs of every description, including a hot dog invented for this very event. It's called the Monarch.
Appropriately,
as you're indicating, for the Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro Leagues. Now, what do you think you get on the Monarch dog?
I can only
Here
guess.
Here we go.
Tell me.
You get the dog, of course, and then you get the pulled pork, you get the shredded cheddar cheese, bacon, red onions, jalapenos, and crowned with Gates sweet and mild barbecue sauce.
Wow.
How do you like your hot dog, Brian?
I'm kind of a traditionalist with regard to the hot dog.
Kind of
a mustard and ketchup guy. I have enjoyed the occasional chili dog as well.
Okay, I'd go for the mustard, I'd go for the onions, I'd go for the chili if I was 10 years younger.
Ah.
I go now, when I go to the ball game, plain.
Plain?
Yes. Plain.
I didn't know you could eat them plain.
Well, they serve them plain. Oh, well, trust me. Yes, you can eat them plain and enjoy them a few hours later, much more so if you eat them plain.
So is this a benefit, this hot dog festival? Or is this just for fun?
Well, I think it's just for fun.
It's just for fun.
I think it might in some fashion, and appropriately so, benefit the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum as well.
Very good. So $15 for adults, $10 in advance, it looks like.
It's all happening outside. The best place to eat your hot dog if you can't be at the ball game. Your next best thing is at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum on the Pavilion and Grounds all day Saturday and into the evening with Morris Day and the Time.
You can read about this and all of Brian's other recommendations for your weekend at our website, kcur.org. You're bringing back some memories for some of our listeners today, Brian.
Well, yeah, I love that song. I love that song. That's Everclear, of course, singing about Wonderful.
Wonderful.
That's a bittersweet tune,
it
you know,
is.
When he's talking about that Star Wars poster on his wall, and maybe things weren't quite as wonderful as they might have been. But
they could be if you get to hear Everclear again.
Oh, absolutely. And Everclear will be ever here, the headliner of the Summerland Tour 2014, along with Soul Asylum, Eve 6, and let's not forget Space Hog. That's rock and roll the way it should be, 8 o'clock Friday night. Now, that's out at Cricket Wireless Amphitheater in Bonner Springs, sandstone to everyone with a memory.
Right.
Now, in addition, as we speak, even as we chat, the Vans Warped Tour with many, 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 many bands is underway, I dare say, right now also at Cricket Wireless Amphitheater in Bonner Springs. And I can't even count the bands. Bands like The Devil Wears Prada, which I think was a movie title, and Ice Nine Kills, a clever reference to Kurt Vonnegut's novel Cat's Cradle, and also Icon for Hire and Plague Vendor, and dozens of other bands out there today at the amphitheater in Bonner Springs.
All right, so check it out. Check it out. Everclear, Soul Asylum, all those folks out in Bonner Springs. Foreboding music.
It's a bit pensive from Tori Amos on the song Trouble's Lament. That's the first single that came out not too long ago from her latest album, Unrepentant Geraldines. She's the singer, the songwriter, the pianist, the kind of alt-rock pop queen, 8 o'clock Saturday at the Midland Theater.
She's had a long and productive career, hasn't she?
Well, she certainly has. I think 12 million albums sold is probably a fine accomplishment. You know, she was the first major label artist to offer a single for download, and she actually had dozens of her songs turned into a graphic novel not too many years ago. It was called Comic Book Tattoo. 51 stories, each based on or inspired by one of her songs. She's got her fans, and boy, they will be there, I promise. I know they will. 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Midland Theater.
Tori Amos,
yep.
8 o'clock
yep.
Saturday.
Absolutely.
Well, if there's a song that captures my high school experience, Brian.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is certainly it.
Oh, yeah, that you were one of the bad kids in the boys' room. No,
right.
You weren't. No, you're a good guy.
Okay,
that's Motley Crue doing their hit cover of Brownsville Station's 70s hit song, Smokin' in the Boys' Room. Motley Crue on a so-called, quote, farewell tour, end quote, with special guest Alice Cooper, classic rock. 7 o'clock Sunday, Sprint Center. They'll do Smoking in the Boys' Room. They'll do Girls, 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 Girls ad infinitum. It's officially their final tour leading to the band's ultimate retirement, whatever that means.
I would think it has to be. I couldn't believe when I saw this on the list that they were still together.
Oh, my goodness. Come on. No, these guys, I mean, they'll...
How old are they, Brian?
They're ageless, Brian.
Oh, okay. They're
ageless. It's the final tour, supposedly, after 2015. No more Motley Crue. So go get your cup full of Crue, 7 o'clock Sunday at the Sprint Center.
Please be seated. Why are we listening to the timeless strains of Jimi Hendrix?
Well, where there's a reason, there's a guitar. And the reason here is the world's first air guitar museum, if only for one night, and 3D interactive experience. No, Jimi Hendrix will not be there, but he'll be there in spirit when also Mayor Sly James will be there. 2013
really?
Air Guitar World Champ Eric Mean Moline will be there. And where is that? That's 5 to 9 Friday at the Sprint Accelerator. It's basically a promotional event to raise awareness about next Saturday's 2014 U.S. Air Guitar National Finals at the Midland. Go enjoy First Friday and get that air guitar going, man.
You can find all of that information again at KCR.org. Brian McTavish of the Thinking Bigger Business Media, thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thanks for thinking so nicely of me, Brian, and I'll see you next time,
I hope. It's always good to see you.
All right.
Don't forget, you can follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow on the program, we will have the three candidates who are in the race to be chair of the Johnson County Commission. So be sure to join us. And don't forget, everything about today's voter's guide is also available at KCUR.org. Show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Scott Ross, and Hannah Copeland. I'm Brian Ellison, and you are up to date.